Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Professor,
so these are things that...
Professor, yes. hold it for me a bit. Let me put someone on air. Memorine, greetings to you. Welcome.
Oh, yes. Do you know the story of Lot?
The story of Lot.
Of Lot in the Bible, of Sodoma and Gomorrah.
Yebo, yebo.
Yes. The man came to one, to Lot. But he also fell on to the one and Jenna Lapo and
yeah.
Three angels. What you Lot know? You cannot just take those men.
Mm.
We not. Ma, I even told them I'm a I'm not a I'm a
yeah.
Let me just give you that my children, my daughters, my virgins. Those men, they said, no. We want those men that can be. What with blindness?
Yeah.
Why he caught up? They wanted, men wanted to see his name.
Mm.
So, when I go to bed, I sleep and look up. None of our bed sores, now, our corner. I'm a bed sores. I'm a corner. So I don't want those bed sores. Right now, I am standing up.
Mm.
So, in what? Is that
yes.
Men wanted to sleep with men at Sodoma and Gomorrah.
Hey, Vanna. Yo.
We are going to put Brother Ray with the Umshaba, no bigger than Charlie.
Hey.
People out there, they are speaking whatever they want to speak, every week.
Hey, my thought.
Instead of bringing the word of God, they speak anyhow they want. They are not even prophets.
Sure.
They are prophets of lies. Kina sina mo prophet, they be cleaning, so my brother in the Lord.
Hey, man.
Oh, kunukunu wala strike alani. What blindness? Because of men wanted to sleep with men, Sodoma and Gomorrah.
Yes.
Oh, look what men. Let me just give you my two my virgins.
Yeah.
But we want those men. They did not know what he. They were the angels of God, and God was there. We are going to go to they are blinded.
Yes.
But people tell you, say, we are all moving. Thank you, my brother in the Lord. I just wanted to bring that word.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, Mama Maureen. Blessings to you.
Thank you so much. Good evening.
Good evening. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you're saying. 012-334-1322. And areas where you would say, yeah, in these areas, I think we are rejecting instruction.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Professor, we were still continuing there. And the basis was still that of 50 verses 17 of Psalms. What say you?
Thank you, my brother, for that again. Psalms 50 verse 17 was talking about a deliberate action of a believer to disregard the word of God. So it means this is an intentional act. This is what the person wants to do, not that he is not aware of what he is doing. Mm-hmm. And I want to bring across with what you are asking right now, that what are the things that are happening right now that we would say are deliberate actions of rejecting the instruction of God? Earlier on, you spoke about sexual immorality. We spoke about, I just want to add something that Memorin spoke about when he spoke of Sodom and Gomorrah. But I want to quote the issue where men were sleeping with men, yes, women and women. So in other words, that action that was happening there in Sodom and Gomorrah is what is being perpetrated even right now. Not that we don't know about the abomination of that act, but we deliberately do it, and we even put it in our constitution. You spoke about earlier on about the governance that we have in these last days. That are we governing correctly? Are we doing things the way God wants us to do? And taking that issue of men and men, women and women, we are simply taking the word of God, which we know has a curse, which we know that is punishable, and we are saying it is our right. I can marry another woman. Another man can marry another man, which is a sin that God has already put in front of us, but we deliberately take it and put it behind us, and we want to put our feelings before the word of the Most High. And the word of God says, because we are rejecting knowledge which has been given to us, and we are even given the consequences of those actions, we are simply also putting our children into the sin or into that judgment. Because God is saying in the book of Hosea 4, verse 6 to 8, that I will also forget your children. The more these sins are increasing and you are rejecting the knowledge and what I instruct you to do, I will also reject your children, which is a sad thing, that people who were not involved in the act, but they are getting the consequences and they are being judged for what I as a parent is doing, which also speaks of selfishness that we as people can be, or we can portray. By our satisfaction of our flesh, we are putting other people in danger, or we are punishing other people who were not involved directly in that particular act. So it means me as a child of God, Brother Ray, I must be careful of my actions, because I am not only affecting myself, but I'm affecting even the generations to come. God entrust me with the actions now so that those who are looking up to me can also benefit. We were at the point where we were looking into the actions of one man that also affected many people. We're looking into Abraham, who looked at Isaac, we look at Jacob, who later became Israel. And when Israel was blessed, the whole nation was blessed. He was blessed as a man first, then from a man a nation was blessed. So it means if a man can be cursed from his generation, though that generation will be cursed as well. So if a man can reject the instruction of God, that man can take the whole nation, that whole family, into darkness. And you'll find people or the family worshiping idols, worshiping ancestors, because there is one man who said, I don't want God in this house. I will continue to slaughter. I will call on my ancestors. And you find that everybody born from that home, that family, continues to worship idols, to worship ancestors. And because the rejection of an instruction by one man, the whole nation, the whole community, and you end up growing communities who don't know God, who don't have reverence for the Father, because one man has rejected the instruction. The reverse is also true. When a man accepts the instruction of God, then that person is able to save the whole nation. We've already made the example of these men that we've been counting here. But we can also go back to Adam, if you remember Adam, that his rejection of the instruction, his disobedience, put the whole creation into darkness. So the rejection of instruction does not affect a man, but it affects the generations, it affects the nation. So we must not look at this as just my thing, my decision, my life. You must know that this is touching everybody else who will come after you, because you are not just an entity, but you are a representative of the kingdom. And in you are generations, because in your womb you carry nations. So it means if I choose to reject instruction, I must know that I'm a killer, I'm a murderer, I'm destroying people who are coming after me. If I hate instruction, that means I hate the lives of those who are supposed to come after me. Proverbs 10 verse 17, Brother Ray, it says, he who keeps instruction is in the way of life, but he who refuses correction goes astray. So if I keep instruction, I am in the path that God has ordained for me. And we have said earlier that in an instruction is the execution of the words that have been given, because an instruction comes in a form of the word, may it be a written word or a spoken word. But from that word, we know that if it comes from the Father, it represents the Father himself, and he is the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So keeping an instruction is keeping the word, therefore keeping life, keeping the way to him and the truth. But if I refuse that, it means I choose to go against God, go against his way, go against his instruction, go against what he has planned for me. And that automatically says I cannot be representing God. So I can't speak for God. I can't represent God because I have refused to take his word. I've shunned the word behind me. And if the word is behind me, there is no more light, because the word is the light unto my path. So if I no longer have light unto my path, I cannot see where I'm going. It means I can fall into a pit anytime, and I don't fall alone. That's an unfortunate thing. I fall with generations. I fall with people who are looking up to me for direction. And God expects us to be people who will lift up his people through our actions, through our obedience, and through taking careful consideration of his word.
Yeah, I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Which are some of the areas that you'd say, yeah, I see even in this area, we have forsaken the instruction of our Creator.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
All right, let's talk to my friend Godfrey.
Good evening, Pastor Ray and the professor there and your guests and listeners. Rejection of instruction. It's rejection of the laws and commandments and the statute of the Most High. These words were uttered by the Most High, even in the book of Hosea, that you rejected knowledge. My children are perishing because of the lack of knowledge. Mm. Back then, there was no other book, an encyclopedia or philosophy. The book that was given to them were the commandments and the statutes, which were written in the book of Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and some parts of Exodus. Those were the instructions of what they should do and how they should go about. Mm-hmm. So the Israelites, as you know them, they disobeyed. They didn't. They rejected those laws. And there was a consequence for that. Every time they went astray or reject the commandments, they got caught and went into slavery. They went to many forms of slavery. Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome. Even today, the Most High has scattered them to the four corners because of the rejection of the knowledge. Another example for today, if you don't follow the rules of the road. We say you keep left to pass right. You drive the other way opposite, you're going to make an accident.
Mm.
If we told you that when the traffic light is red, you stop, you go through, the chances are you can hit another car, maybe head on or on the sideway. So it's like that. There are very, very serious consequences for disobeying or disregarding the knowledge.
Mm.
Thank you. The most one, let me not forget, that we are rejecting, I see, it's Yeshua himself. We also reject the Old Testament. We are concentrating on the New Testament and not other books, Paul's literature. Because Paul, he speaks as if you misunderstand him, you'll think he's saying this and yet he's not saying that. So people love to quote Paul to hide and to avoid doing things.
Mm.
And yet Paul, when he gets to heaven, he's going to tell you that I wasn't speaking to you, I was speaking to those who were under the law. The Jews, we knew what was expected, not this current generation. But we can learn from that. But people seem to find a way to twist Paul's words and turn them around. Paul was a follower of Yeshua. He's not Yeshua.
Mm.
He was an apostle appointed by Yeshua. He followed Yeshua. His instruction didn't come to negate him.
Mm.
So when you read Paul, if you read something as if it's not making sense, it's going compare with what Jesus has said.
Mm.
If Jesus said the laws will not go away until the world has disappeared, and it did not come to destroy the law and the prophets. It doesn't matter how Paul puts it. Paul is not Jesus. You must take what Jesus has said.
Mm.
That's how you restore in knowledge. Otherwise, if you do the opposite, that's when you reject knowledge. And that's how people get into trouble. They abuse the word grace. Grace means Jesus went to the cross for them to steal, to cheat, to disobey God's commandment. If that was the case, then what was the whole exercise for him going there?
Mm.
So Jesus went for them so that they don't have to keep those laws. That's also a wrong way. Another sign of where we are rejecting the knowledge. Jesus went there so that we can get an opportunity to correct all the mistakes so that we can get a salvation.
Mm.
Aburi, thank you.
Thank you so much, Godfrey. I really appreciate you, my friend. And thank you so much for allowing the Father to use you to be able to even talk about what is really happening. The rejection of instruction. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. My name is Ray, hanging out with Professor Buyi Sondezi and, of course, Baruch Yah in absentia. And you and you and you and you. And we are enjoying ourselves in the presence of the Most High. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Tapelo ya mosiami e nonofile go dira tse dikgolo fa e le ya tshwafalo. Ka kopo tswella go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re e dirang mo lefaseng la Aforika Borwa le kontle ga naga.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit it is. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. And also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. If it needs be, Mampumi, I will play this, maybe divide it into three. If it needs be, because it's 17 minutes, almost 18 minutes long. So I can divide it into 3, 6, 12, 18. Yes, I can divide it into 3 if you don't mind. Greetings to you. Welcome, Mama.
Diabulisa ekuhlweni nje.
Amen.
Kubaphulaphuli bonke emakhaya kwindawo zonke abaphulaphuli bekuzo. Ndibulisa kuprofessor, ndibulisa nomfundisi uRay ngegama lenkosithini Yesu Kristu. Ndiva kuthethwa nge-rejection of instructions. Ininzi kakhulu le nto yokurejectwa kwama-instructions. Ukusukela kwizibhalo ezingcwele ukuza kuthi ga ngoku. Ininzi kakhulu. Apha eluntwini kuninzi mani ukumthiwa uYehova. Abantu bamthile uNkulunkulu but abaziqondi bona uba uThixo bamthile. Abantu abakholwayo bamthile uSomandla kodwa nje abayiboni bona le nto ukuba bamthile uSomandla. Ngoba ukurejecta instructions kusho ukuthi kukufulathela oko inkosi kubekileyo. Umzekelo bekendawenza. I don't know beku last week na. Amasrayili akhushwa nguNkulunkulu ezweni laseyiphuthe. Ekuhambeni kwendlela nawo ahlelwa sesisifo. Soku rejecta lama instructions. UNkulunkulu waba nomsindo. Wavula umhlaba wabangcwaba behleli. I-23,000 yonke ngosuku olunye. Wavula umhlaba. Umhlaba wabaginya. Bangcwatywa behleli. Kwavakala ngesikhalo. Ukuhla kwabo besiye ezantsi engcwabeni. Kusajongwe leyo nto kwehlika umlilo ezulwini wabadla ababasele. Usengathi umbuzo abantu bangaba bayamthanda uNkulunkulu. Kwakutheni ezweni ledinga sekungena abantu abayi-2? Kungoba kwakutheni? Kungoba abantu bamthile uNkulunkulu. Ukuthila izwi likaThixo kukuthiya uThixo. Ndithe ngenye imini nokuba liyi-1 elizwi ulwisana nalo ungalithandi uzixelela ukuthi akuzolenza because awulithandi, alihlali kakuhle entliziyweni yakho, things like that. Ngoku liyi-1 uthiye uNkulunkulu ngokupheleleyo. Uyafana nothiye uGenesis uyakutsho kwi-Revelation xa ulithile liyi-1. So amakholo amthile uNkulunkulu. Mandize nomzekelo oqala. Xa ndisiva mina ngencwadi yeBhayibhile. Ukudlwa komthendeleko inkosi ngeYesu Kristu ithi yakwenza ngexesha langokuhlwa. Ukudlwa komthendeleko kwakungexesha langokuhlwa. Ide ithi ke ngokungesilungu it's a lot, what? It's a lot sapa. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a lot sapa. Sisidlo sangokuhlwa iyazichaza. Kodwa amakholwa hlabathini lonke liphela jikelele. Adla esisidlo wona ngexesha lakusasa.
Breakfast.
Athe sawugqiba angahlambani izinyawo. Ngokwelahlobo inkosi ethe ngeYesu Kristu isifundise ngalo ngoba yabanikeza sonka, yabanikeza iwine basela, yabahlamba izinyawo. Yathi mabenze ngolo hlobo nabo abafundi. Kodwa ngoku esizidlosa ngokuhlwa sidlwa kusasa. Kodwa incwadi yeBhayibhile iyayixela isidlosa ngokuhlwa. Ndidlule. Ithi iBhayibhile yam. UNkulunkulu uthi andimvumeli umuntu wesifazane anxiba impahla eyenzelwe indoda nendoda andivumeli inxibe impahla eyenzelwe umfazi abantu abeva kunento ethi ngoku xa bephikisa lo mbhalo bathi uThixo kajonge sinxibo uThixo jonga ngaphakathi akukho njalo bubuxoki obo obobubuxoki ngoba le nto endiyibonisa ngaphandle kuyile nto ndiyo ngaphakathi ungaphandle wam ubonisa ungaphakathi wam njani kaloku ndingumthandi kaYesu Kristu ndinxibe ngokuchasene neBhayibhile njani kaloku ndingumKristu ndinomoya ongcwele ngoba abantu abaninji umoya ongcwele behle nje umoya ongcwele wazathi umoba abantu abaninzi abakholwayo ininzi le nto emilonyeni ithetha ngomoya ongcwele kodwa isimanga bamthile umoya ongcwele ngoba ilizwi eli likamoya ongcwele abalithobelanga ndiza nomzekelo wesibini xa ndisiva kwincwadi yebhayibhile incwadi yebhayibhile ithi kungabizwa mntu ngoba urabi apha kabizwa umntu ngoba umfundisi apha ngoba umnye umfundisi nguYesu Kristu kabizwa umntu ngoba ungutata apha ngoba umnye uyihlo wethu nguYesu Kristu gcwele ihlabathi gcwele ihlabathi lonke
ngabafundisi
kwenziwa le nto uYesu Kristu athi mayingenziwa kubizwa nababa kubizwa natata kubizwa nabhishophi kubizwa namongameli kubizwa na yo zikhona ezazibabala not that asikho zikhona and ziyasebenza akukho nto irongo kodwa inkosi ngYesu Kristu yona yalile kwasibizane ngezono ithe makungabizwa mntu uba uyihlo apha ngoba uyise uyi-one nguYesu Kristu yedwa singabizi mntu ngoba ngumfundisi ngoba umfundisi mnye nguYesu Kristu ihlabathi lithini lona lithi hayi iyawuthetha ukuthi loo nto kaloku asinambeko oh kutsho ukuthi nguYesu Kristu lungenambeko ngoba nguYesu Kristu kaloku uthetha la mazwi kutsho ukuthi uYesu Kristu akanambeko abantu banembeko ukusukela nini ngoba ithi incwadi yebhayibhile xa ndiyifunda mna abantu bonke bangamaxoki nguthixo yedwa oyinyaniso so abantu bamthile uthixo yabona abantu ndiyasibona isizathu nesabanga uba phakumasirati kungena abantu abayi-2 uJoshua noCaleb kungoba abantu ezikathixo balithile uthe omnye umzalwane xa beshumayela ngokwenye iveki wathi ingxaki ekhoyo ngokumakholwa akhoyo athatha ikingdom yabo ayizise apha kule kingdom kaNkulunkulu afune sihambe zombini kanti ayihambi ngolo hlobo asina ukuthatha i-kingdom yethu le phandle sizoyifaka kule kingdom kaNkulunkulu azikwazi ukumelana uthi lo mshumayeli ngenye imini uthi isimanga sezimanga amakholwa anamhlanje athatha ihlabathi alizisa endlini kaNkulunkulu njani ihlabathi lize ngaphakathi bayenza ngoba kutheni le nto banento ethi hayi izinto ezenziwe ehlabathini masize nazo ngaphakathi ukwenzela babantu bazoza
right ngiyakuzwa mampumi I'll continue with you let's take another call sawubona mama
yebo ngiyakuzwa ukuthela mina I tell the people ukuthi mina uma ungangithethi kungathethi ngani undi-switch off ngoba ndiyathanda ukuthetha ndiyathanda nokubona noma sesithetha ibhedle sendilibekele eceleni mani bhutwam mani ukuncokola ndiyathanda ukuxokola bendiyabaxelela mna nomakhelwane wam ukuthi mina uma ungathethi nam is 2025 masiye zakudala mam noma singazani namagama sithethisane sikhulumisane sithi good morning rhuye more molo ngobulontu lobo sesithetha unkulunkulu sesimbelele eqeleni my brother in the Lord. When I watch I look more my brother in the Lord. I'm telling you, I will call and call and call and call and call and call and call. Why? Because of their child to check and their child to kuluma. Put him now if you can make me a master of ceremony, a program director.
What
I'm telling you.
What do you say?
The master of ceremony.
What do you say about the topic?
Because of one mother. When I do things, Mina,
What do you say about the topic? What do you say about the topic? All right, we seem to have lost her there because I need to hear what she says about the topic. That's it.
Hlala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
Send us your WhatsApp 0826572729. Mampumi, I will start from where we stopped there.
Singabi strict kakhulu ngoba abantu abazoza so into emasiyenzeni ke ngoku masithathe igomu sizokhalisa zona apha ngaphakathi okanye isingqisa amapiano masize sizokhalisa sizokulanduka kudlalwa apha ngaphakathi khona ukuzebeze uThixo akenzelwa and uThixo uyabaza abangabakhe. There's no need kubekho imizamo esiyenzayo yokuba hayi igqomu mayize ngaphakathi amapiano mayize ngaphakathi ukwenzela bazoza. No, uThixo akangasixelela uba masenze loo nto ni asixelelwa ngaloo nto kodwa kuthe nje hambani niyokuzenza abafundi kwiintlanga zonke ze kuthi khange kuthiwa masizeni igqomu ngaphakathi akhange uThixo athi ze sithathe ihlabathi sizise ngaphakathi khona ukuze abantu bese uThixo uyaba batsala ngokwakhe abangabakhe batsolo nkunkulu qobo lwakhe ngalendlela zabatsala ngayo uthe ngokulomshumela isimanga sezimanga amavangeli akhoyo athanga amavangeli anomoya ongcwele kwazi kwathi ngathanda kodwa ihlabathi xa ujonga bathatha ihlabathi lonke balifake ngaphakathi then lo moya ongcwele bathetha ngaye undawuni uphi uphi lo moya ongcwele bathetha ngaye belihlabathi ndisesemxholweni uthi umxholo ukurejecta ama-instructions ndiva incwadi yebhayibhile yam ngenye imi endichazele ukuthi abafazi beni mabathule bathi tu emabandleni mabangatshoni akuvunywe bam bathetha onento angangayibuza ayibuze endlini yakhe kumyeni akhe apha ebandleni kuthiwa mabathule bathi cwaka mabazole njengokutsho nomthetho aba ihlabathi alifuni oyiva lo isimanga sezimanga yimithetho yenkosi le uze ayichaze umpontlumpontlu ukuthi yonke into endiyibhale apha asizonto ndizibhale eziphuma kum so umntu ngomoya makayazi unoba ungumprofeti umuntu ungumprofeti okanye umntu ungomoya mabaziyazi kakuhle ukuthi yonke into endiyibhale apha andiyibhali isuka kum yimithetho yenkosi ihlabathi lonke liyalwa lilwa nescripture lilwa nesibhalo xa sisonke azange ndiwabona amavangeli abantu abasindiswe ngolu abangamfuni kanjeni uThixo abamfuni uSomandla xa amavangeli engalifunela lizothi abafazi babathi badithiwa ebandle nakuvunywe uba mabathethe xa bengalifuni abamfuni uSomandla asingoPaul ngusomandla lutshoyo eyoba kuthenebeka ngolaa hlobo ifuna yena ayifuni thina thina singabantwana kunyanzeleke siobhey ii-orders zonke zezwe ize ithi ke ngoku incwadi yebhayibhile oyawungena ebukumkani mazulu ngokwenzayo ukuthanda kukabawo then kuzawungena abangaphi ngoku ngoku inoba kuzawungena abangaphi ngoba ihlabathi lonke alifuni oyiboni ibhayibhile likholwa kukuyongeza likholwa kukuyigqwetha likholwa kukuyilungisa abantu namhlanje balungisa unkulunkulu yakhe yakhophi loo nto uzalwe usogqiba uzalwa uphinde ulungise umzali yake yakhophi lonto ethi incwadi yebhayibheli izwi likaThixo ledlula kwingqondi nezilumko leza kuthi sizinsana zakhe zakhona insana ezilungisa uYehova simlungisa njani uYehova yonke into ebhalwe pha ibhalwe pha uba masiyithobele ayibhalwa ngoba masiyilungise ayibhalwa ngoba masiyele nale siyofuna uphanda akho mfuneko siphande ngeBhayibheli iBhayibheli icacile iBhayibheli ingcwele ngoba inguThixo iBhayibheli nguThixo ekwimoya yombhalo namaphepha asikwazi uba singalungisa uThixo abantu banamhlanje amakholwa namhlanje adumba ingqondo hambe phande ukuthi iBhayibheli yabhalwa kakuhle na okanye iBhayibheli yabhalwa kanjani iBhayibheli iphelele na okanye bayithunywe ngubani loo nto ngoba nobaxeba mabokwenza loo nto ngowuphi lo moya wokwenza uphando ngoba iBhayibheli yabhalwa kakuhle iphelele ayiphelelanga yashota ngubani otshiloyo othe makwenziwe njalo ngoba uThixo wethu yena usinika izwi lakuba silikholwe qha kungoko lidlule kwingqondi nezilumko leza kwiintsana zikhona iintsana ezakhe zenza uphando ngeBhayibheli azikho iintsana ezinjalo le nto kuthiwa lusana usana lenza le nto uthi imali yenze kuninzi ukulirejektha izwi likaNkulunkulu kwamakholwa njengabantu abangakholwayo andithethi ngabo zizi-aramezo andithethi ngabo yazi ndize ndikhumbula izwi lithi siwalumkela amahenyukazi ukuthi angasiphangela uyawungena ikumkani mamazulu ngoba kaloku thina silibile kudumbisa ingqondo uyawufuna ukuphanda ukuthi iBhayibheli ngabe iphelele iBhayibheli yayibhalwe ngubani iBhayibheli kwazi kathini ngubani okuxelele lona uba bokwenza uphando uxelelwe ngubani uthunywe ngubani ngubani oxela ukuthi itoliki izibhalo ezingcwele ngubani otshiloyo uThixo ubeke nethi izibhalo ezingcwele phambi kobuso wethu izibhalo ezingcwele yimephu yamakholwa abhekezwe yimephu yethu then xa uyilungisa imephu ngabe uyawufika apho uya khona xa ulungisa le mephu yakho uzawukwazi lapho uyawufika uyikhanyela imephu usilwa nemephu ngoba xa silwa nezwi ngoku liyi-one izwi endilwa nalo endingalithandisisi ngoku liyi-one andizukwazi ungena ngoba kaloku uthi uyangixela ukuthi ozawungena ngokwenzayo ayithanga ngokuthethayo kukuthanda kukabawo ayithanga ngokushumayelayo ithe ngokwenzayo naw sikwixesha lesiphelo sixesha lomngcipheko xesha lokuza kwenkosi onguYesu Kristu kule xesha kanye abantu babhizi ngokuphanda uba iBhayibheli ibhalwe ngubani iBhayibheli iphelele yaze yaphinde yathini kwakutheni ze kuthi they are busy zinto bangakhanga uthi xa baxele uba mabazenze ngubani othe makuhlwe kusenyukwa kusenza uphando ngeBhayibheli kutsho ngubani otshiloyo ayingebi ke ngoku useso sizathu esiba ngoba ngexesha yamaSirayeli kungena abantu abayithuxa inoba bangaphi ke ngoku abazawungena because ihlabathi liyithile iBhayibheli abantu abasindisiweyo andithethi ngabanye abantu yabona abantu abakholwayo amavangeli akayifuni nokuyibona iBhayibheli akhetha ukuhlesenyuka ebheka ngapha nangapha esenza uphando ngeBhayibheli ngubani luthe makwenza uphando ingubani luthe mayicacise iBhayibheli ngubani luthe mayitolikwe ngubani otshiloyo ngoba kaloku xa sizintsana njengbitsho incwadi yebhayibhile isithi ilizwi ledlula kwingqondo yezilumko leza kwintsana xa sizintsana mosithina sithobela le nto ixelwayo asiyenze enye into kalo asinyakazi kodwa sithobela le nto ibhaliweyo qha itsho le nto so kuninzi kwi-believers kuninzi ungalithobeli ilizwi kuninzi ukurejektha ama-instructions kuninzi ilapha kwi-believers ezisinziwe ayikho kwenye indawo zii-believers ezisinziwe abantu abakholwa akukho nix abanayo akukho nix ndiyayingqina esascripta sithi siwalumkele amahenyukazi angasiphangela ukungena ebukumkanini ndiyayingqina ngoba amakholwa ehlenyuka endawoni ukuthi ahlale asebenzise imephu le yawo ahambe ngoumgca nomgca ngoba iBhayibheli yimephu yamakholwa abheke ezulwini endani bamakholwa asebenzise le mephu ngale ndlela ibhalwe ngayo angayilungisi angayitoliki angayicacisi akhanga uThixo abeke itoliki akayifuna uThixo itoliki uThixo uyitoliki yena yezulu lakhe nguThixo itoliki yezulu lakhe nothi thina thina sizinsana insana usana uThixo uliphakele luthala andikufuna ukuhla ndifuna okuya usana a baby soze usana uliphakele inestam lithalifuna inestam lifuna cereal lifuna cereal sizinsana okanye sizintoni ithini lento kuninzi kakhulu hlabathini lonke liphela jikelele kuninzi kakhulu unga ukuwa reject ama instructions nkosi kakhulu nkosi nsikelele
enkosi mama thank you so much we really appreciate send us your WhatsApp 0826572729 let's hear what you say
are you ready to make yourself a more compelling candidate for any career Take ownership of your future. Enroll in the I Am Youth e-learning program today for only 100 rand a year. From leadership programs, computer skills, soft skills such as customer service, sales and stress management, or learn how to construct a CV, basic to advanced Microsoft Word, Outlook and Excel skills. You can even practice your K53 learner's license. We have entrepreneurship courses for all business types. Get all these courses and more for only 100 rand a year. That's right, only 100 rand a year gives you full access to all the bouquet of courses. Simply visit imyouth.co.za and click on the I Am Learning tab to register today. I Am Learning with I Am Youth.
Now, when we talk about the very notion of the rejection of instruction, Professor, we also see in Proverbs 1:22 says, How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. It's a disadvantage on us that when we reject instruction, we actually are rejecting knowledge. And we become a nation and a people that is devoid of wisdom, isn't it, Professor?
It is quite true, my brother.
Hold on a bit for me. Professor, just hold a bit
yes,
for me.
Brother.
Sorry about that. Let's take a call. Hello there. Hi.
Hey, Brother Ray.
Yes, ma'am.
Here is the way that I like to bring about the rejecting the instruction of God.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I am bringing the book of Proverbs chapter 1. It reads as follows. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel.
Yes, ma'am.
To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. Verse 7, I will end from verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Masingabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Kumele senzeni to understand the proverb. The words, and I'm a rigid, small figure. You know, Jesus Christ, the Kuluma, the Kuluma, understand. But when you have the Holy Spirit, what does that rigid means?
All right.
Christ, but And yes, you cannot understand it if you do not have the Spirit of God. Here is the word that I am bringing, Proverbs chapter 1. I started to read from verse 1 up to verse 7. And in verse 7, it is the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. If we do not fear God, knowledge, the instructions around Kulukulu, we will reject everything. Thank you very much. Good evening, my brother in the Lord.
Thank you, ma'am. And thank you so much, Ma'am Maureen. Now, Professor, as I was saying, we are despising knowledge. We are depriving ourselves of knowledge. And this is proven in Proverbs 5:12. It says, "How I have hated instruction, and my heart despised correction." We also will not be on a correct setting with the Father, because we will be rejecting even his rebuke. What say you finally? Yes.
Thank you very much, my brother. You started by talking Proverbs 1:22, which says, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity?" So it's like the ignorance that we are at, we sort of enjoy it because we don't want to execute the instructions of the Lord. So therefore, we'd rather pretend as if we don't know what the Lord has said. Now we are coming to this one, Proverbs chapter 5, verse 12, which says, "Then you say, why did I hate being taught? Why did I turn my back on correction?" So this is a person who has decided. This is a person who doesn't want to be changed. This is a person who doesn't want to be moved from where he is and doesn't want to change. So the state of affairs of that person is enjoyable. But that is what God is talking about today. We are deliberately rejecting what he says we must do. But I want to come back to us as the children of God. Coming to what are we doing in terms of the message that God spoke to us to do? I'm drawn to Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, when Yahushai said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So the question that I'm asking, what message are we teaching? Have we taken the instruction that we've been given, or we have rejected the instruction and we've come up with our own visions and missions as the people of God? The question comes back to us in a very strong way, because what we are doing, most of us, we are no longer doing this word, which is what Yahushai left us with. Go and make disciples of all nations. So what is the message that the leaders, that the preachers are having? Are they preaching the message that were given to them? Are we saying what Yahushai said we must say? Are we baptizing them in his name? Are we teaching them what to observe, or are we teaching them what we want to see them doing? Are the instructions that we're giving to the people of God the instructions of God, or are we giving them to obey us as leaders, not to obey the word of God? So it comes back to us, because it seems that the judgment will come to us first as the leaders, those who are saying, are preaching the gospel. What is the message that we are preaching? Have we not rejected the instruction? How long have we, when last did we look at the message that we are teaching? Are we still following the instruction? Are we still depositing what God wants us to deposit to people? Are we teaching them what he wants us to teach them? Are we discipling them? So I think it comes back to that point that when God speaks to us as the church, we need to do that as well, including the message. Earlier on, you spoke of the theology of today and the doctrines of today. This includes even the message, so that we don't depart from what the Lord wants us to preach, there from what God wants us to transfer to those who still have to come into the kingdom, knowing that he is God alone.
I hear you quite well. And of course, the time has just gone to 3 minutes before the hour. We'll be back.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222.
or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit. And coming to the last minute, remember at the top of the hour, it is Men's Dialogue. And tonight, we will be listening to Pastor Thabiso Skhosana. Now, remember, this was taped at a conference in Kangala, and so the quality is not that good. So you need to rev up your volumes high if you want to hear him clearly. A little bit of Dr. Matebula we will do later on the show. But that will be coming next week. So, in finalities, Professor, this is just amazing. In Proverbs 17, verses 16 says, "Why is there in the hand of a fool the purchase price of wisdom, since he has no heart for it? The foolishness that we render ourselves into make us to marvel at wisdom without really having that wisdom." In a minute, what would you say finally?
Thank you, my brother. Why is there in the hand of a fool a purchase price of wisdom, since he has no heart for it? It's scary. It's scary because we are given these things, but you don't want to use it. So it's like one day we'll face a situation where God will say, you should have used what I've given you, but you despise what I have given you. And you did not regard my blessing. You did not regard the knowledge that I gave you as a knowledge that had to take you out of your darkness to light. In the last verse, 1 John 3, verse 3 says, everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. So when we can purify our mind of the self, purify our mind of the flesh, we will begin to see what God has given unto us, right? Like right now, we are talking about the wisdom that God has given unto us, but we don't see it because our minds are not purified. But if we have hope that God is in us, with us, and has good plans for us, we'll continually purify ourselves so that we can be in him in totality. Thank you very much, brother, for the time that we had in the presence of the Lord. A blessing to you and your family, and I also speak a blessing upon the family of Radio Pulpit. And brother Parukia, speedy recovery, my brother. Blessings to you. Amen.
Thank you so much, and blessings to you and your family too. May the Father bless you. And next week, we are going to be talking about the importance of the right counsel, which means the counsel of the Father is the only one that's right. So we're going to be talking about it next week. So much blessings. Thank you, Professor. Blessings to you.
Thank you, my brother. Blessings to you, too.
Thank you. And of course, we are going on from here. We are entering into Men's Dialogue. And we will be listening also to Pastor Skhosana taking us through there. And those of you on WhatsApp on Facebook would have seen also the adverts with regards to it. So I'd say take your volume high a bit, because this was recorded on a small device which we tried to put on his chest, but it just didn't do well. And but the information is quite clear and it's there. So take your volumes high, This is happening after this. Blessings to the Rabah.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.